Senator Al Simpson. Why are Democrats stalling us on new civil rights legislation? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, all through the spring, you could hear reporters and politicians alike mumbling about the civil rights bill, including issues like quotas and adjusting test scores to favor minorities. But as summer brightens, a hush falls over Capitol Hill. After the feeding frenzy when the House passed its civil rights legislation, including you Dems calling anyone who didn't agree with you a racist, the bill lobbed into the Senate's court hasn't been seen or heard from since. Ted, Senate Republicans want to debate and pass a good civil rights bill. President Bush wants a sensible civil rights bill he can sign, too. So why the stall tactics? Stop playing political games with this baby and at least let us have a fair and honest debate on the floor of the Senate.
Al, you're not part of the solution on civil rights. You're the problem, and so is President Bush. Last year, the Senate came within a hair, a single vote, of overriding President Bush's veto of the Civil Rights Act of 1990. You held the balance, Al. You could have struck a blow against discrimination, but you kowtowed to the White House. You joined the right-wing chorus, raising that false and cynical hue and cry of quotas. The issue is job discrimination, not quotas. The country knows the difference. No one's for quotas, Al. People deserve to be judged on their individual ability, not by race or sex or religion. We need a strong Civil Rights Act to end the rampant bias in the workplace that denies equal job opportunity for millions of women and minorities. Don't dig yourself in too deep against civil rights, Al. Don't let the party of Lincoln become the party of prejudice. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the recession that never ends. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.